out of Revelation chapter 12. I know this has to do with Israel and the tribulation, but the same devil is out to destroy Israel. He's out to destroy the church. And so we use these verses here as a text. Verse number 7 in the book of Revelation chapter 12, the Bible says, "And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought against his angels, and prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time." Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. And God, thank you for Jesus, for the blood, Lord. God, that's mentioned in this passage, Lord. Thank you tonight, Lord. As Brother Howard said, thank you for saving me one day, Lord. God, write my name in heaven, Lord. I'm thankful for that tonight, Lord. Pray you'd bless us now as we look into the Word of God. I pray, Lord, you'd just strengthen us in the inner man, Lord. Help us, God, to go out and fight the battle day by day, Lord. God, use us, Lord, we pray, for your honor and for your glory. We give you all praise. In Jesus' name, we ask you blessings. Amen. Now, I want you to know we got to deal with the devil every day of our lives. And I want you to realize that he is after you. He's seeking whom he may devour. The Bible has many names. It gives us many names for him. I'll give you some of them right here. He's called Satan. He's called our adversary, the accuser of the brethren, the god of this world. That's God with a little g. He's called the serpent. The Bible says he's a murderer. He's the prince of demons. He's the prince of this world. He's the prince and power of the air. He's the ruler of darkness. The Bible says he's the wicked one. He's the father of lies. Nothing good to say here about the devil. I got something out here playing on my feet. But anyway, I want you to focus on some things tonight. Well, you and I, as a child of God, we've got three enemies to deal with every day. We've got the world, we've got the flesh, and we've got the devil. And these three things right here, I don't know about you, but I have problems with it. I have a whole lot of problem with this flesh right here. And this world has a way of giving this flesh an appetite and a drawing power to the things of this world. Now, I want you to know is the devil right here, though, is real. He's a personal enemy. He's not just an enemy of the church and of folks down the road somewhere. He's your enemy. Your enemy. He wants to destroy you. He wants to give you trouble. And if you wasn't a child of God, he's got you. But he wants to destroy your testimony, your influence, as you go through life. He's a personal enemy. He's a powerful enemy. No doubt we'll look at a few things in just a minute about some of his powers. But he is a powerful enemy. Let me tell you something. You need the Lord Jesus Christ and his power if you're going to defeat the devil, if you're going to come out victorious over the devil and his devices, his temptations, and the things that he's going to throw your way in life. You need the Lord Jesus Christ. You need to realize you've got an enemy that's after you to steal, kill, and to destroy you. He wants everything. He wants to sift you, as the Bible says that the Lord told Peter, the devil wants to sift you as the wheat. He wants to destroy your life. So we need to be aware of this enemy, this personal enemy, this powerful enemy. His plans are to steal, kill, and destroy. And his people. The devil has people. Amen. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ uses people in His kingdom's work, the devil uses people also. The devil possesses people. Listen, tonight it's a very simple fact. You're either a child of God or you're a child of the devil. The Bible clearly teaches us that. You're either doing the works of your father, the Lord Jesus Christ, or you're doing the works of the devil, your father. Plain and simple. And so, it's a good time to examine yourself and see whose side you're on. So, listen to me. He's got His people. There's people in this world that are demon-possessed, unsaved, wicked people. And, you look across America. Look at the drug addictions and the alcohol addictions and all the many addictions and things that the devil's got going on in this world today. You can see His work. He's got power. And He's got so many people in a low, low place today in this old world today. So many people need the Lord Jesus Christ and His strength in their life. So tonight, looking at this enemy of the devil right here, I want us to look at these thoughts right here. He is some of his characteristics. The Bible says he's subtle. He's a slanderer. He's fierce. He's deceitful. He's powerful. He's proud. Matter of fact, pride is what led to his downfall. He was the anointed cherub. He was one that helped guard or see after the throne of God. And he decided one day through pride, the Bible even says he was beautiful. He decided he would exalt his throne above the throne of God. He got lifted up in pride, and so God has brought him down. And so listen to me. Pride is one of the devil's devices. Pride goes before destruction. Ain't that what the Bible says? And so we've got nothing to be proud about with the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, if we got what we deserve tonight, we'd be in hell or headed toward the devil's hell. But I thank God for mercy and grace tonight and what He's done for us. The Bible tells us we're to watch out, watch against Him. We're to resist Him, and we can overcome Him. And so listen tonight. I want to give you a few things right here about this devil, our enemy tonight. He's here, his desire. What is his desire? You know, I take you back into the Bible. You look throughout the entire Bible and realizing that the devil was at work from the beginning in Genesis all the way through the book of Revelation, the devil is real. And he's the enemy of God's people. He's the enemy of God. And he has many devices, and his desire is to deceive and to destroy. In Genesis chapter number 3, you remember when he first shows up on the scene there. If you want to turn with us in the Bible, we'll touch a couple of verses right here. God had told Adam right here in Genesis 2 in verse 17, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. No doubt about it. God gave a simple command right there not to touch this tree. But then in chapter 3, the devil shows up. And he comes to the woman and he says, yea, hath God said you should not eat of every tree of the garden? He begins to cast a doubt upon the Word of God. He comes to the woman and he attacks the woman and he attacks the Word of God. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. John 8:44 tells us. And he begins to lie to Eve and to deceive her right here. The Bible says, the woman said to the serpent, we may not eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. There's folks today that'll tell you there's not a God. There's folks that'll tell you today there's not a hell. They'll tell you that this Word of God here that we look at in the Bible right here, it's old-fashioned, it's out of date. These are lies of the devil. He's a deceiver, and he wants to take as many people of this world to hell with it. He knows that's where he's going. As I read just a minute ago, he knows that he has but a short time. He's headed to hell, and he wants to deceive and carry as many people down with him as he possibly can. So Eve, she looked upon the fruit right there, she saw that was pleasant and desired for wisdom. And so it was a lust of the eyes, a lust of the flesh, and pride to be wise as God. And she took of it, and she ate it, and it caused the fall there in the garden, as Adam take it also. And so you see that he uses doubt. Anybody ever had any doubts? Sure you have. The devil will get in your mind. He loves to work on your mind and cause doubts. And boy, I'm telling you, he'll drive you nuts sometimes, won't he? Many, many different things that he'll come to you in your mind. The devil's always negative. Negative, negative, negative. God is positive. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And let me tell you, God, He's all powerful. And so listen, when the devil gets on you and starts beginning to tell you things that, well, you're a failure, you're a flunky, nobody likes you, nobody loves you, all these many, many things and that the devil begins to tell you in your mind, you ain't gonna make it. Just over and over and over again, negative, negative, negative. Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. Listen to if the devil gets on you and starts that kind of stuff, get in your Bible. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There's power in the word of God. It's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, of the joints of marrow. It's a discerner. Listen now, it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. The Word of God is powerful enough to help you overcome those negative thoughts that the devil's putting in your mind. So listen. And I'll tell you something else too. You get around negative people, it'll drag you down. The devil loves to use people. He puts negative stuff in people and they want to put their negative junk into you. Be positive. Be positive. So, the devil got Eve to doubt the Word of God and it caused her to fall. He's a deceiver. He wants to deceive. Notice what I read in chapter number 12 right here. The great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. I remember a day when he had me deceived. Do you? He had me believing that God wouldn't save me. I'd gone too far. I'd done too much. I'd been too bad. All these things he kept telling me over and over. Don't go down there. Don't go to that church. You're going to embarrass yourself and all kinds of things like that. He had me deceived until I come to a place one day where the Lord God sent the Holy Ghost after me, convicted me of my sins, let me realize I was a heartbeat out of hell. I didn't have nowhere to go, but I called upon Him and He saved me from a devil's hell. And I'm ever thankful for Him doing that for me. Listen to me. The Bible says this right here in chapter number 12, verse number 4. And his tail drew the third part of the stars of heaven, did cast them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman which was ready to be delivered for to devour her child as soon as it was born. Let me tell you something about the devil. In his deception, what power he has. He was able to deceive Eve and Adam, who had been in the very presence of God day by day. They had fellowship with God. They walked with God every day. And he still had power enough to deceive Eve. And he also had power to deceive a third of the angels in heaven. Isn't that amazing? Angels that were in the very presence of God day by day. Lucifer, a created being, an angel. They listened to him. You better know that he has power to get in your mind and to deceive you. You better guard your heart. Guard your mind. The devil's real. He knows he has but a short time. And he wants you. He wants your church. He wants your country. He wants your home. He wants your marriage. He wants your children. So we better be on guard. We better get in this fight. You know, Paul likens our Christian walk as a warfare. We're in a war. We're in a battle. And if we're going to come out victorious, we're going to have to study the Word of God. We're going to have to pray.
We're going to have to be faithful. You hear me? We're going to have to be faithful. And we're going to have to offer ourselves a living sacrifice to God. Be willing to go where He says go and do what He says do. Let God use you in this battle. Mamas and daddies, grandmas and grandpas, the devil's got a target on your children. He wants them. And let me tell you something. Don't expect your child to go down to the schoolhouse and get to be and get taught about the God of this Bible. They want to take him out. Listen to me. We have got a culture, a society that wants to push God out. And you know where they start at? With little children. With little children. Just a little bit at a time. A little bit at a time. And they'll tell your child you come from monkeys. Amen. Ain't that crazy? Ain't that crazy? Well, let's move on to something else. He used doubt to get Eve. He used deception to get the angels and get them to follow him. And if he can talk the angels out of heaven, you better know he can talk sinners into hell. And so people better take heed to the Word of God and what thus saith the Word of God, what's been preached out of the pulpits of people that'll still stand and preach out of this Bible and preach truth and realize there's a real devil in this old world right here. You know, the Bible tells us to try the spirits to see whether they be of God. And, you know, there's a lot of people that's been deceived today by evil spirits, by wicked spirits, by spirits of the devil, thinking they're doing right. And we might touch on that in a little bit. May not have time. There's so many things that the devil has in this old world going on. But his desire is to deceive. And his devices. In 2 Corinthians 2, Paul was talking about unforgiveness being a device of the devil. But he goes on and says that we're not ignorant of his devices. Are we? We better not be ignorant of his devices. And to counter ignorance, what do we need? Truth. And truth is in the Word of God. And so, look into the Word of God and learn what His devices are. In 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 and 4. Let's look right there for just a moment. 2 Corinthians. Chapter 4 and verse number 3, the Bible says this: if our gospel be hid, it's hid to them that's lost, in whom the God, little g, of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Ain't you glad for the day that God shined a light in your dark heart and showed you your lost condition and saved you? He blinds the mind of people that are lost. There's so many people in this world today that I'm telling you, it's kind of crazy. When I was a lost man, I knew I was lost. I knew there was a God. I knew there was a heaven, and I knew there was a hell, and I knew I was headed to hell. But there's so many people in this world today, it seems like the devil has got them so blinded, they're not even aware that there's a God. They're not aware that there's a heaven. They're not aware that there's a hell. I've seen people get on up into the 80s and even 90s years of age, and still have no knowledge that they're just a heartbeat out of hell. The devil knows how to blind people's minds from the knowledge of the truth. And the truth is, we're going to meet God one day. And you better be ready for that day. Jesus saves. Jesus saves.
He blinds the mind, but he also steals the word. You remember the parable of the sowers? Let's look at that just a second right here in Luke's Gospel, chapter number 8. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 8. He's speaking about the sower that went forth to sow his seed. And he says that some fell by the wayside, some fell on good ground, some the fowls of the air devoured it up, some fell among thorns, sprang up and choked it. But then when he goes on up here and begins to explain the parable, or the mystery of this parable right here, he says these words right here. Now the parable is this. The seed is the Word of God. Those by the wayside are they that hear. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the Word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. I wonder how many people enters into the house of God on Sunday morning. They hear the Word of God, and before they get out the doors good, they done forgot it all. The devil, it clearly says right here, he knows how to steal the Word of God out of a person's mind and heart. And he's very active. He knows a lot about the lost people. He knows about the things, this going on in the house of God. And he knows how to steal the Word of God out of somebody's heart, that it would be ineffective. He ensnares. He traps people. He possesses people. You remember Legion? When Christ and the disciples crossed the sea, went through the storm, and they landed on the other side over there, and Legion came out of the tombs and met them. He was one that they couldn't bind with chains and fetters. He was cutting himself, crying. He was possessed by a legion of demons. People don't realize it today, but there's women that are demon possessed in this world today. Amen. You ever seen anybody just crazy? A lot of times it's demons. Demons. And the devil knows how to get people in a mess. And if they, what would have happened to Legion, you reckon? Man had give up on him. They couldn't bind him. They tried. They'd done everything they could. The devil would have destroyed him. He would have killed him. There's a lot of people today that's strung out on drugs, on alcohol, on things of this old world right here. And a lot of them will wind up dead. And wind up in a devil's hell. And it's our duty to try to reach them. Try to get them saved before they wind up in a devil's hell. He ensnares and he traps. He possesses. For a Christian, he tempts us. He beguiles us. And he'll attack you at your weakest point. Better know that. We have ups and downs. Brother Ken's been having trouble with his neck. He's going to get an epidural. I'm wondering what the devil's been telling you about that, Brother Ken. Everything negative, I'm sure. But he knows. You know what he did? After Christ's baptism, he went into the wilderness for 40 days. And there he hungered. He was at a weak point. He was at a weak point. And that's when the devil came to him to tempt him. Three great temptations. And what did Christ use to defeat him? The Word of God. The Word of God. The Word of God is so essential. It's so powerful in our lives. And the devil is so real. And if you're having a bad day, if you got some bad news come your way and you just sit down and in a low place, boy, you better look out. The devil's coming after you. Because you're at a weak place. And he's fixing to come attack you in a different way. And try to get you in a bad place in life. Ephesians 4:27 tells us not to give place to the devil. In other words, be on guard. Watch out for him. He's looking for a place to enter into your life, child of God. He's looking for a place to slip in and cause you trouble, to destroy, steal, kill. And he's good at his job. But God's greater than him. And God is our help. As Brother Dwayne taught last week some, I think, out of Ephesians chapter number 6, where he says to put on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to withstand the fiery darts of the devil. He don't just come at you one time and then leave you alone. He'll come back again and again and again. The Bible says that, tells us that after Christ defeated the devil in the temptations there, that he left him for a season. For a season. He'll leave you alone for a little while, waiting on another opportunity to come back into your life to steal, kill, and to destroy. So be on guard. He likes to control the mind, but my Bible tells me that He'll keep me in perfect peace, or keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him, because he trusts in Him. So it matters what we think. I believe it's in Philippians chapter number 4. The Bible tells us some things to think on. Whatsoever things are pure and lovely and good and of good report, think on these things. And so when bad thoughts start coming in your mind, try to change your thought process. Think on some good things. Man, the devil will tell you, boy, you're going to be broke, you're going to be homeless, you're going to lose everything you got, that blah, 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 blah. And you just sit there and eat it up, and you'll just get lower and lower and lower and lower. But we're a child of God. Let me tell you something. He tells you you're going to lose your home, say, uh-uh. I got a home on the other side. I can't lose that home. But let me tell you, this old world's going to burn to a cinder one of these days. And this old thing, everything is going to come to pass. But if you're a child of God, you're secure. Your inheritance is secure in Christ. You got a home in heaven. The devil here, he wants to control people's minds. And he wants to corrupt people's morals. He's good at that, isn't he? This thing, it's unbelievable. If my daddy could see the things that's going on in this world today, I don't know what he'd do. It wouldn't be good. I mean, morals are corrupted. Minds are corrupted. When you got kids that don't know if they a boy or a girl, and when you got grown men working in the Biden administration, men dressed up like a woman, and you got a president, and you got judges, and you got courts, and everybody up there going to stand with them and tell us that we're crazy? I'm going to stand on this word right here. When they say it's okay for a man to marry a man or a woman to marry a woman, morals are corrupted. Man is corrupted. The mind is corrupted. God performed the first marriage between Adam and Eve. And it's never changed. It's never going to change. And anything else going against the Word of God is corruption. And it's wrong. And God, they're going to have to answer to God for it someday. Let me tell you something. Church membership has been corrupted. 1, 2, 3, come follow me. Now you're a Christian. No Christ, but you're a Christian. No repentance, but you're a Christian. No Holy Ghost, but you're a Christian. My. What a world that we live in today. No new birth, but you're a Christian. Sad day, isn't it? So many people are being deceived today. Church membership's been corrupted. Church ministers and their corruption. Let me tell you something. There's men in pulpits today with a steeple out on top of the building that are preaching damnable doctrines of devils, what the Bible says. And so we better know our Bible, hadn't we? We better know what's right and what's wrong. We better know when a preacher's preaching when to say amen or when to tell him to shut up. Amen. Because the devil has got men in pulpits today. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians that He has ministers as, or disguised as angels of light. He's got men in pulpits. And so many millions of people are being deceived. They're in pulpits preaching doctrines of devils, fables, entertaining. Preach a little ear-tickling, feel-good message. Never mention there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The devil's deceiving people today. He's got so many avenues that he's working. So we better beware. He's real. And we gotta battle him. His desire, his devices, his demise. I like this part. The devil is defeated. The Bible says they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. By the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on Calvary. By the blood of the Lamb that was shed on Calvary. We've been made overcomers by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad He's a defeated foe today. And He's doing all He can do to destroy everything of God and of God's people today. But let me tell you something. He's headed to a devil's hell. He's defeated, and he will be delivered into the bottomless pits of hell. The Bible tells us over in Revelation chapter number 20 that he's been going to be cast into the lake of fire one day. And then there'll be no more devil to give us trouble. And I thank God for that. Amen. So let me tell you something. Dealing with the devil. Beware. You know, I love walking with God. I love talking with God. And the things of God I love. But I better realize there's a devil that wants to kill, steal, and destroy me. And he wants to do the same for you too. God bless you tonight. I appreciate you coming out to the house of God. I hope that the Word of God tonight will help us to be strengthened in the inner man and help us to be more focused on what God would have us to do.